And this week's honoree is a dynamic duo of chefs that have created a thriving workspace employing adults that many overlook.
Peg and Harrison are good souls.
That's Susan Toler. She's been rowing along the Schuylkill River for 30 years. And about a dozen plus years ago, she happened upon a new place called Cosmic Cafe.
And it's just a place where rowers, cyclists, walkers, people gather. It's just a wonderful community space. The food is fantastic.
That's where she met Peg Botto and Harrison McGinnis. Peg owns Cosmic Cafe, and Harrison is her best friend.
That place is so chaotic, and it's so busy. And Harrison just sort of rolls with it. He greets everybody.
Cutting the ham.
Peg is kind of always in the background cooking. She really is an amazing cook. And she'll come out, and she'll say, "Hi, honey, how you doing?" And then she'll go on about her business.
Cosmic Cafe is bustling. They cater events, run a cider house, beer garden, and feed the scores who exercise near Boathouse Row every day. But to make their healthy sandwiches, wraps, smoothies, and snacks, they employ about 35 people. And 25 in the group have some sort of special need.
Everyone deserves a chance to work and earn a living.
That's Harrison, a Bronx native. He's Peg's right hand at the cafe. He says the idea to tap this dynamic group of workers was all Peg's.
They need work, and they're the best employees. Like, I couldn't have the cafe without them.
Peg isn't just a regular chef. Before entering the food business, the West Oak Lane native was a social worker. And during the 80s, she says she worked with adults with disabilities and monitored group homes. But when that job became overwhelming, she decided to become a chef. And that's when she met Harrison.
We kind of read each other's minds.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't have him without him.
And with Harrison by her side, they've curated an eclectic, highly functional Cosmic Cafe family.
Everyone here is dedicated, focused, friendly, brave, especially in the face of chaos.
That's Taeed Rome. He's 32 and from Philly. He's been working at Cosmic Cafe for 7.5 years. His upward trajectory at the cafe began when he, just popped in.
He came in one day and said, "I'd like to work here." I said, "Really now? What would you like to do?" "I don't know."
So Peg hired him as a dishwasher, but Taeed wasn't very good at it. But when reassigned to the smoothie machine, he excelled. Then started making juices, and now he does the register and is a linchpin at the cafe. And when I tried to get him to brag,
I don't like the attention, and I don't want to get myself an inflated ego.
As somebody who is on the autism spectrum, I really get the foundation and the foundation's mission a little bit better than most.
Adam Moldovar is third in command, working as a manager alongside Peg and Harrison.
Peg has really sort of tried to foster a place for people with special needs of all types, anything from physical to mental to other types of disability, have sort of a place where they can come and do a little bit of work, make a little money, get a little independence.
Peg helped Adam find his routine, and he since thrived. Now Adam helps others do the same.
Sometimes they need a little bit more help. Sometimes they need a little bit more kindness. Sometimes they don't need anything. And with my background, with the autism and all that, I do understand this a little bit more. So I'm able to sort of push people in the right directions of how to help everyone else more effectively.
Because he says few employers have the patience to find the right fit for those with autism to get their groove. And some lose their jobs if managers change. That's why Adam says what Peg has created at Cosmic Cafe is so special.
You know, I really think of her as a second mom.
At 65, Peg saves money to take the cafe crew on vacation every year.
Last year we went to Costa Rica, this year we're going to Punta Cana.
She also keeps everyone on the payroll even during the slow season. And when asked why she does it all, Peg's eyes welled up with tears.
Well, because I can. Mm-hmm. Right?
You don't have to.
Well, I'm blessed. I'll cry. Don't let me cry. Mm-hmm.
That's why Susan says she had to nominate Peg and Harrison for the Good Souls Project.
They do an incredible job.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.